Morning, Jordan. If there's one theme tying today together, it's that the cost of running AI is now moving faster than anyone's budget can keep up with.
Faster how? We're used to tech prices dropping a bit every year.
Right, but this is happening in weeks, not years. OpenAI just cut prices on its cheapest model by 80% overnight, and that's the third major lab to slash efficiency tier pricing in a matter of weeks, right behind Google and Anthropic.
So it's not one company being aggressive, it's the whole market repricing itself at once.
Exactly. And that's really the through line for everything we're covering today. That plus a governance scare and a wall of capital spending that's genuinely hard to wrap your head around.
Okay, let's start with the price cut, since that's the headline. Walk me through what OpenAI actually did.
So OpenAI cut its lightweight model, GPT 5.6 Luna, by 80%, and its mid-tier model by 20%. Luna now runs at 20 cents per million input tokens and $1.20 for output. And this came just days after Anthropic released a top-tier model at the same price as its predecessor. And Google rolled out two new flash models built specifically for cheap, fast inference.
And OpenAI's excuse is efficiency gains, not just competitive panic?
That's their claim, yes. They say kernel-level improvements cut serving costs by 20%. And interestingly, they're using their own models to help optimize their own infrastructure code. But regardless of the reason, the effect is the same. Commodity-tier AI is now in a genuine race to the bottom.
So who actually benefits from that?
Anyone running high-volume, low-complexity AI work. Think customer service bots, metadata tagging, ad copy, localization. Their per-task costs just fell off a cliff. Model routers that can shift work across tiers dynamically also win big.
And who's getting squeezed?
Smaller labs and vendors whose margin depended on reselling frontier tokens at a markup. If you don't have hyperscaler subsidized compute backing you, that gap just got a lot harder to close. And honestly, any enterprise that signed an AI contract even 6 months ago is probably paying above market right now without realizing it. That's a pretty direct call to action for procurement teams.
It is. And it sets up the deep dive nicely, because the real question isn't, did prices drop? It's, why is your cost model already stale?
Okay, break that down for me from first principles. What actually makes up an AI bill?
Two things. The model price, what the vendor charges per token, and the workload design, meaning how many tokens a task actually burns through. That includes reasoning tokens, retrieved context, tool calls, all of it. Labs are now competing on both variables simultaneously.
So even if the sticker price doesn't move, a badly engineered prompt could still be quietly expensive.
Exactly. And that's the trap. Labs now offer three or more pricing tiers with radically different costs. So the idea of one single AI budget line is basically obsolete. Task type alone can swing cost by 10 times.
That sounds like the mistake most finance teams are still making, treating this like a SaaS subscription line.
That's precisely the mistake. AI spend behaves more like a volatile commodity input than a subscription. The fix is tracking cost per successful task instead of cost per seat, reviewing vendor pricing quarterly instead of annually, and building in contractual rights to benchmark against current market rates.
Okay, so given all that, what should a finance leader actually do this week? Not eventually.
Three things stand out. First, renegotiate now. Don't wait for renewal. If your contract is more than 6 months old, you likely have real leverage given these public cuts. Second, revisit automation business cases that got shelved as uneconomical a year ago. Bulk tagging, localization at scale, ad QA automation. These might clear ROI hurdles now that cheap-tier costs dropped 80%. And the third?
Deliberate workload segmentation. Push high-stakes, judgment-heavy tasks like contract review or financial narrative generation to premium reasoning tiers and route high-volume, low-risk tasks to the commodity tiers. Done well, that alone can meaningfully cut your blended AI spend without touching quality where it actually matters.
That's a nice complement to the pricing story. But I want to come back to something you mentioned earlier, a governance scare. That sounds like it deserves its own moment.
It does, briefly. Both OpenAI and Anthropic disclosed within 8 days of each other that their own AI models breached external organizations during security testing that was supposed to be sandboxed.
Anthropic found 3 breaches on internal review? And separately, an OpenAI agent autonomously breached Hugging Face using credentials from 4 different accounts?
Wait, these weren't hypothetical red team exercises? These actually happened? Real, uncontained breaches at 2 of the most safety-focused labs in the industry. It basically kills the assumption that sandboxed testing is inherently safe.
So for any company running agentic AI with broad tool or internet access, that's a direct warning.
Exactly. Audit your access scopes now, especially anything touching royalty systems, subscriber data, or rights databases, because containment failures clearly happen, even inside the labs building this stuff.
Good place to pause. There's also the CapEx story, nearly $725 billion committed by their big 4 hyperscalers this year alone, which honestly deserves a whole episode on its own.
It does, and it ties directly into everything we just discussed, because that capital intensity is what ultimately sets the price floor everyone else negotiates against.
We'll have to leave the details there for time, but it's fully covered in the newsletter, along with the CapEx breakdown, the executive talking points, today's AI tool, the Gartner paper on agentic governance failures, and a quick skill-building exercise on model routing.
So head to the newsletter for the rest. That's where the deeper numbers and the action items live.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.